So I really enjoyed it, and I just think it's a great experience for all students.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about the ACC Honors Program. We're going to speak with Honors Advisor Jennifer Brazil and with student Gemma Reyes about how the Honors Program impacts students' lives. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about the Honors Program here at the college, and tell me a little bit about kind of what the student involvement is with it and kind of what it does for them.
So what we're really looking for in the ACC Honors Program is those students who are looking to go above and beyond the regular curriculum. Those students that are wanting to experience college more than just, you know, getting A's and B's
in
a transcript.
They want to be challenged more.
Yeah, wanting to be challenged is an opportunity for our students to not only have one-on-one relationships and partnerships with our faculty members, but have the opportunity to grow in leadership skills at conferences, present research, scholarship opportunities, and more. The Honors Program gives students the opportunity to go to conferences, have some travel experiences. We're even looking at partnering up with our study abroad program and really just experience it at a bigger level than a traditional student, those students who wanted to learn more and grow more. One of the things that it does for our students is if you complete at this time an honors project. So right now we're working on a contract system where our students are pairing up with faculty members one-on-one. So if you do that and you complete an honors project for this semester, you're successful in that class, you actually can receive an honors designation on your transcript. Don't miss this. That's a big deal because your transcript's going to follow you for the rest of your life. 30 years from now, you're applying for a job, they want to see that transcript. And so the fact that you completed your education at a above and beyond level, that honors designation gets to follow you forever. If you do that for multiple courses, you can actually graduate with an honors degree from ACC. It's also a great resume booster, just saying. So last week, we had our first annual honors showcase. We called it Honors to Present. And we had 6 students who presented their projects from this year. Everything from an art piece to history to statistics, all kinds of pretty cool things.
So, Gemma, you had a project in it, correct?
Yes, I've been an honors student this is my second semester being an honors student, and I did a history project where I collabed with my history teacher, and we did a project off of Native America.
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
It was a research project. We were covering Native America and sort of European colonization in the New World, but I wanted to focus more on a single Native American civilization. And my professor teacher had a lot of knowledge about different various Native American tribes. So we decided to do one called the Anasazi. And I had never heard of the Anasazi before I did this project. So by doing it, it was 3 months of researching and writing a 15-page paper off of them and just finding different facts about their civilization and how they did things. And it was a really incredible experience. And I'm so happy that I had the chance to do it because, I mean, now I know about the Anasazi and where they're located, and I actually want to go visit them. They're out in New Mexico.
So why did you decide to choose that, like, perspective in your project?
So the actual perspective of my project was how astronomy kind of was integrated into their civilization. And I'm a computer science major, so that kind of stuff has always just interested me a little more than just the basic history aspect of it. So we decided to kind of take that more scientific turn on the project. And I thought that was a pretty interesting take for it.
Why did you decide to be part of the Honors Program in particular?
My sister was part of the Honors Program whenever she was at ACC. She told me about it. She was like, "Hey, Gemma, have you thought about doing the Honors Program?" And I was like, "What is that?" I didn't really know a lot about it, and it was my first semester back then. So I decided to check it out. I found the sign-up sheet online, and I filled it out, and I got an email from Professor Brazil. She said, "You're in," and I was like, it's worth the opportunity. It seemed like a pretty great opportunity to kind of expand my academic and add that onto my resume for the future.
So what did you kind of hope to get out of it?
I just hope to get the experience out of it right now. I'm 17, so I'm just taking my academic journey like one step at a time. But I mean, Professor Brazil's told me about the benefits of being in the honors program. And I mean, I have already experienced by my project how much this has helped me academically. So I really enjoyed it. And I just think it's a great experience for all students.
Okay. Where did you go to school? And
I was actually homeschooled for high school. Middle school, I was in school in New York. But then for high school, I did a homeschool program because COVID hit, all that.
In the future, kind of how do you feel like this product's going to help you in your future?
Well, I already feel I'm ready for this semester. I'm ready to do another project already. It didn't feel like work to me. It felt fun. My history professor, I know he was probably a large part of that, because I think that it really helped us to like understand each other, but also to learn and do something that we can both learn about, because he made it very clear to me too. He's like, you know, this is not just a project for you, wherever you're going to take this on and learn something from it, I'm also going to learn something from it too. Mm-hmm. So it's a journey that we both take together, and it was really fun.
Jennifer also had a student, I think, that just got pulled into the NASA scholarship program, if I'm not mistaken, from the honors program.
Yes. So Karina Rivera, she has been selected as a NASA Community College Aerospace Scholar Program. She's going to get to spend a week with NASA scientists and engineers. I even hear there will be some astronauts there. And I've got to say, we have an incredible group of honor students, particularly right now. But it's been my first year, so they've made this first year just exciting and fun.
Set the bar pretty high.
Yes, they did. Some of our students, Karina, obviously applied for NASA. She's also applied for a summer scholars program in Washington, D.C. We have some other students who are going abroad, actually for the next several years, to continue their education and to learn more about their religion and their beliefs. We've got another honor student who has applied for summer programs at Rice University, and it's just incredible. Actually, we have yet another honor student who is competing this weekend with her own invention and small business plan. So these students have just been incredible. One of the things that I will add, as we continue to grow the program, as students are interested in being a part of it, we take students to conferences. Back in the fall, we went to University of Houston Clear Lake Leadership Development Program. We went last week, to College of the Mainland for the symposium, where students were presenting their research and competing for scholarships. If anybody's listening in and interested in hearing more about the Honors Program, to reach out, we have an Honors page on the ACC website. We do have scholarships available, and these experiences and these conferences we're talking about, it's ACC Honors Program funded. So we get to go without it having to cost the students, and there's just great experiences and opportunities ahead.
Okay, well, both of y'all, thank you for coming to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information, visit alvincollege.edu/news.